Thank you for hold, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
So far, so good. I got the coffee going, so that's good. And it's Friday, so two wins in a row.
Right.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No, sir, nothing yet.
Okay. If any questions pop up, just fire them at me. I want to make sure you know exactly what we're offering to do for you here. She told me that you're basically just doing Home Advisor right now. Pretty new company, though. Does that sound right?
Yes and no. So I've been doing it's two companies combined. One's the build side, the other one's the prep side. So I'm on the prep side. I'm the 51% owner of the company. I've been in the infrastructure world for a little over 12 years, and then the build side, my partner, he's been doing it for about 9. So we both have a ton of experience together. It's just we took our two realms from corporate and we're like, hey, why don't we build something on our own? If we can do a lot better than these guys on pricing, everything like that. I already own my own company, which is Vanguard Crane and Equipment. And I'm on the bare rental side for heavy equipment and cranes. And then he's got his own company, Prosperity, which is on the build side. Now all we did is we kept our single company, and then we made a third. We combined them to do site prep and construction. Basically, it takes a consumer from the beginning all the way to the end of a project. Instead of having to have multiple subcontractors come in, one doing the ground, one doing concrete, one doing electrical, we come in and we don't leave until the whole project's completed.
That's awesome. It sounds like you guys made what's it called? The Justice League over there.
Right?
You assembled the Avengers.
That sounds
great. So you're basically able to lay the foundation and then, you know, infrastructure, and then obviously come in, do the construction, drywall, electricity, plumbing, everything, top to bottom.
Top to bottom. So, I mean, we're coming in on my side, when it's still wooded mounds of dirt, and we clear the whole thing. We get you all the way up to the concrete pour, and then his side comes in.
Do you guys do design, or do you come in once the design's already there? You do design as well?
Yeah, we have a person to do all the design, because we specialize in not only residential, but also commercial. So,
okay. So I was wondering if it's like custom home building or if you guys are also doing like commercial work too. That was kind of where I was headed with my questioning.
We do custom home design as well. I mean, we can do those, you know, stick and paste homes where they've already got a design and basically we just frame it out. But then we also are into commercial where we do, you know, the big warehouses, strip malls, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's funny because growing up, I used to do demolition for a commercial building. So a lot of times it would end up being like grocery stores and stuff. But my dad was, they called him the metal man. So we used to go up in there and, you know, we get the AC units and take all the aluminum out of them and cut all the copper piping out of it before we blow it up, you know. And then he would take that in. So, yeah, that would be a part of the deal would be, hey, I get to keep all the metal. And they'd be like, all right, fine. And we would just go in there and tear it all apart. Yeah, so that was fun. Let me see here. Yeah, so I know exactly what you're talking about. More from a destructive perspective, though, not so much a constructive perspective. But
I've been on the destructive side, so.
Yeah. So have you heard of America's Home Place or Precision Home Custom Builders, Inc.?
Yeah, I've heard of Precision.
Yeah, they're pretty big ones. So those are two of the ones that are doing this now. I mean, I would probably mimic the marketing strategy, even though it's they're under Custom Home Builder. You know, we would still market you for commercial too, but I feel like they have a pretty good strategy nailed down where they're getting a good flow of lead opportunities on a day-to-day basis. Obviously, they have a bunch of experience. You know, they've been doing this for over 10 years, and their company's been around for like over 60. But, you know, everybody's got to start somewhere, right?
Right.
So I think getting the Google Business Profile started and then having yourself as a top option is a good way to kind of jumpstart things for the both of you, you and your partner.
Right.
Do you have you have no site yet for this company?
That's supposed to be released to me today. It's been in production for about 2 weeks, and
okay.
I spoke with them yesterday. They gave me a hit time for, they're like, yeah, we should be all buttoned up by tomorrow. You should be good to go. So I'm just waiting on that phone call.
Okay. Do you know the domain name yet?
They told me I'm just leaving the gym. I have all that written down at home in my office. Yeah.
Good man. I always respect people that work out. I'm a big like advocate for my employees. I come in that, you know, I'll go run at like 5 in the morning and then we get a lift in and then come into work, you know. Actually, I'm supposed to run a marathon this weekend in Huntington Beach, California. And it's looking like it's going to be pouring rain when I thought it was going to be all sunny in California weather. But they're dealing with a storm right now. So that's going to be Sunday morning. So that should be fun. But I've put together a package here. Since you already have a website, I can put you guys on our Platinum Bundle. This one is not just the first page placement on Google. You'd be on the first page of Bing. We'd create a Facebook business profile for you as well and do Facebook ads for both commercial and residential. And then they would complete your online profile for this business by doing the popular directory submissions on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. Normally this package is $4.99 month to month. Because your business is new and you already have your own site, I could drop it down to $2.99. So the two of you would be looking at about $10 a day or $5 a day each in order to get it all going.
Yeah,
so it's pretty affordable from that perspective. Over the course of the year, it would come out to about $3,600. But we do have year prepay options too, which is very common for, you know, somebody in your category. It's not like you guys are selling pizzas or, you know, doing like a small jobs. So if you wanted to do the year, you know, you could have first page placement for the whole year. It'd be $2,500. And, you know, if that lands you one custom home build or one commercial project over the course of the year, I mean, it'd pay for itself 10 times over.
Right.
One is very low ball. You know, I'm not saying, oh, this is productive like that. To put things into perspective, Home Advisor by Angie uses this type of marketing in order to get the leads that they sell. So we're just cutting out your middleman and listing you guys independently at a flat rate, and then people can call you directly off the first page without you having to pay like lead fees or click fees or call fees throughout the year. It would just be that flat rate, you know? So I think that would save you money, you know, if you're getting about 10 to 15 leads a month from them. You know, that's going to cost you, you know, with the kind of work that you're trying to target, I wouldn't be surprised if they're charging you like almost $200 per lead. You know what I mean? If you're really trying to get like a custom home build done or do something top to bottom. So, you know, if you're getting just 10 of those, you're going to be spending like $2,000 a month. You know, it's way overpriced. Most of that's just in lead fees when people could be calling you directly if you guys just brand yourself independently here. So that's what we would bring to the table for you, is just an independent strategy where people can call you direct. If they're already looking up custom home builders in the area, they need to talk to you. They don't need to get pre-screened and then sent to like 5 other guys. If at that point, you know, they're just price shopping. And that's what a lot of those leads are on Home Advisor. If they go down there, they know, hey, I'm going to hear out like 5 or 10 guys and see which one can save me the most money. They're looking for cheap more so than quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, here's the thing. Like, I love what you are offering, and we want that. I know we want that. But we don't plan on putting anything out onto a project for the next 2 to 3 months, only because he's got his construction side, and I've got my rental side. Now, I would love to say I can put something out there in the next 2 weeks, but all of the equipment that starts this, basically, that this whole company is based off of is mine. And that's all on rental for a massive project right now. And I've got what we need coming off in the next 2 months. So unless I go spend about $1.2 million.
No mistake. Yeah, make no mistake. This isn't something where we're like flip a switch and then, you know, you're getting inundated with calls tomorrow. The kind of projects that you're targeting, you're going to want like a good 6 to 8 week buffer. Even if somebody calls you tomorrow, you're not going to be working on that project the next day. You know, if we're really targeting larger jobs, it's going to take time for you guys to plan it out, map it out, you know, what it's going to cost and everything, and then obviously get started on it. So the idea here is just to build a pipeline of opportunities, and then you guys can cherry pick through it and situate it out. I mean, I'm pretty sure if we started working on it today, 2 months from now, you already have the next job lined up from this in particular. But also just the availability locally too. Like if you were to look up custom home builders, there's literally only one spot left for Montgomery County and surrounding areas. And usually when these guys fill that spot, like Precision Homes, you said you're familiar with, those guys have been running the same placement for over 10 years. You know, so it's not like they just let it go and we could sign you up next month. You know, usually the people that we sign up, even though we do offer month-to-month campaign, you know, usually it's something they lock up for years at a time. So it's a long-term investment. Like if the two of you are really planning on this company being cemented and doing this as a long-term thing, or at least for the next year or two, this would be the opportunity to have it on the first page and visible as a top recommended option for the work that you do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think this is something? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you'd love it. I was going to say, I'm like, do you think your partner would be opposed to that? And it comes with tracking too. So even if you guys are missing calls, we'll be able to pipeline those projects for you still and, like, save their information so that way you can get back to them. You're not missing opportunities.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like it.
But my question to you, do you want to start out month to month or do you want to do the year prepay?
Yeah, let's do month to month for right now until, because we just started our business account. So I've got my own for my company, but this is where we're trying to keep everything, you know, above board where it's not like, hey, man, I just paid for this. You owe me this. And then we're going after each other for money. That's why we started a company. And that should be.
Yeah, gotcha.
We just did that yesterday. So we've got a couple of days before that thing is up and running. So I'll pay right now personally month to month. And I'm seeing, you know, the co-owner tonight because I actually get married today at 1.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
So, yeah, thanks. So he'll be there this afternoon, and when we sit down to have a glass of champagne, I'm be like, oh, by the way, you owe me.
By the way, I made a little investment. No, it's a good thing. I mean, if you guys are serious about working together long term, you're going to want to be Google verified. Anybody that, like me personally, if I'm going to pay you guys a bunch of money and I'm going to consider hiring you for a custom home build, I'm going to want to be able to look you up, you know, make sure you're legit, make sure all the paperwork's in place. And that's exactly what this will do for you. You know, all the credibility, the Google verification, that'll help a lot. So I'm going to create the Google business profile. Congrats on the wedding, though, by the way. I'm excited. Do you have kids?
So she and I both, we both have sons. She has a 7-year-old son and I have a 7-year-old son. They're 2 months apart. And, we were planning on getting married,
that's so cool.
In the fall up where I'm from in Washington State. We were going to go up into the mountains, but, surprise, surprise, we are now 5 months pregnant. So she's like, hey, you're going to marry me.
Nice.
She's like, you're going to marry me now, and then we'll have a big ceremony after the baby's born. She's like, I'm not.
You know, it's crazy that baby in the baby in her belly right now is me exactly. My parents both had boys before they met each other. And so I have two older brothers, and then they met and they had me. And then I have my little sister too. So I was the third of four from a blended family. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. It's a cool story. But you guys are planning on honeymooning?
So we'll honeymoon probably next winter because of what's going on with my company and this new joint venture. It's just we are so busy.
Yeah, you're
slammed
right now.
our baby girl is going to be born in June, and so she's like, hey, let's just push all this back and we'll do it in the fall.
Wow. So I just got married in August of 22. So it still feels fresh for me. We did all our honeymoon in last August for the 1 year. We waited a whole year before we did the honeymoon. Took them to Hawaii for 11 days, but my son's almost three now, so we were doing it all with the little baby.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good time. Getting married is emotional, you know. It's a beautiful thing. One of my best friends just got married, too, in December, and I went over to his big, got a big old wedding. It was very nice, right by the ocean. So, yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the truth. I struggled. I went through a bunch of long relationships before I found my wife, and I knew right away she was the one for me. She's not originally from here, yeah. So I think that had a lot to do with it. She didn't have all the expectations. She just wanted to be with me.
Yep. Exactly. That's the same with mine.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know. It's like, hey, if we're gonna be together forever, I gotta be best friends with you. I can't just be just because, oh, you know, love isn't always enough. Like, we gotta be buddies when we get older, because we're all both gonna get old and ugly, you know. So you better be funny.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile, Chris. On the first page of Google, you guys can only have one phone number listed for VP site prep and construction. Do you want to have your number up there that we're on right now?
Yeah. Are we able to change that at any time?
Yeah, but let's do that with me directly. Let me send you my direct number and extension.
Okay.
Yeah, we could swap that out. Anything that has to do with the business name, address, or phone number, just call directly, and then I could swap it out, just because I'm going to have to report it, like, directly to my buddy Mark across the street at the Google headquarters.
Okay.
Right, and then, all right, Chris, is Chris short for Christian or Christopher?
Christopher.
Okay. I'll always call you Chris, but I have to make sure that when I send you the paperwork, it's got your full name on it. What's your last name?
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Okay. Taylor. And then I'm going to add your partner. We're not going to bug him or anything, but just in case he calls in, I want to make sure that, you know, you could tell him tonight when you guys are enjoying that champagne that, you know, you included him in it, and if he needs help, he could call in and make any changes and things like that. So what's his first and last?
It's Enrique, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E.
Okay, and last name?
Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.
Okay, and then phone number?
For him?
Give
me a second, let me pull that up.
Yeah, we're not going to bug him, but I'm just going to have it on file with a caller ID system, so if he does call in, you know, I know he's calling in behalf of VP Site Prep and Construction.
It's 832.
Uh-huh.
800-1024.
Okay. Let me submit. Enrique. All right. Perfect. And then there's also going to be a client interview. The client interview is where we go over, like, which keywords you're listed for. So, like, custom home builders, just one. We actually list you for 15 at a time. And we have a cool system called Google Analytics that allows us to see what people are searching most often in your area. So we'll have some recommendations, but we want to have, you know, your input, and you have final say on everything. And then also we want to get the domain name for your site and everything and start working on it right away. Usually a client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. Do you think we'll be able to, I mean, you're getting married at 1. Shoot. You think we could knock it out at
this would have to be like a Monday or Tuesday thing for us to be able to do that, because I'm going to need him present. So I'd say we could do it early Monday, if that's possible.
Yeah, I could do Monday between 9 and 10. Does that work, or is that too early?
Yep, that works. Nope, that works.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. I know you're going to party your head off tonight, so I'll text you about an hour before just to give you a heads-up reminder, okay? I'm going to set up like an automated text message reminder. Actually, I might have the reminder come through on like Sunday, like 6 o'clock. Just like, okay, in the morning.
Yep,
we're gonna
that
do
works.
This. Okay. Give you some time to enjoy yourself and then back to business. What's your business email address where I could send the calendar invitation and then the receipt and everything in writing?
Yeah, so we're getting all those today. You can send it to my other business email address if you want. It's Vanguard.
Cetex?
C-E-T, yeah, C-E-T-X at gmail.com.
C-E-T-X at gmail. Okay, let me just make sure this comes back valid. Funny, I graduated from Vanguard University in Orange County, California. All right, so
there you go.
Yeah, I was like Vanguard. Okay, submit, save. Okay, perfect. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called the PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where you are. Now, if you do business from home, that's totally fine. I'll just hide the street address, but I do have to send that PIN out to you. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Oh, man. I was going to say I can give you that, or I actually have a business address, but, again, that's at home. I guess just use my home address then. It's 423.
Uh-huh. 423.
Caesars. C-A-E-S-A-R-S.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I found it.
Circle.
Caesars Circle? Yeah, I got it. 77357?
Correct.
All right, I'm going to hide the street address for you, so it'll just have city, state, and zip on the listing. Yeah, if you want to change it at any time, just call in. I could always swap it out, but I will have to re-PIN verify you, so hopefully you don't plan on moving anytime soon. And if you do plan on moving, hopefully it's within a 40-mile radius of this address.
Yeah.
Then,
so
yeah,
we'll,
then we'll be talking about
what we'll do is we'll...
Area.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll change it when once I get home and I get that information and I can talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I have one.
That's
it
fine. That's
still 47357. It's just a business address that they gave me. I don't think it's even a real place. It's just something.
I mean,
that
honestly,
they produce for.
Yeah, I mean, they're not coming to you with the kind of work that you do, you know. So it's not that big of a deal. It's just it's part of Google's verification process. So, I mean, I think even having it hidden, if it's the same city, state, and zip, I mean, unless you have, like, a brick and mortar that you want people to be able to pull up to, you can leave it like this.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason.
We don't plan on actually having an office and laydown yard for at least another year. Right now, we're just going to be working mobile.
Honestly,
and then
it would be a waste of money with the kind of work you do, you know? I feel like, unless it's just somewhere to, like, park equipment. You know?
Exactly. That was the plan. We were just build a two little office shed basically where all my equipment, you know, in one place when it's not being used. Otherwise we don't plan on actually having.
But I wouldn't want to publicize that anyway, you know. I don't want people to know, hey, there's a bunch of really expensive equipment back here and you could just, you know, we just hide it. There's no reason.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. That's your guys' private spot. Okay. So we have the business profile set up. How do you want your hours of operation listed?
I mean, I answer the phone. I'm ex-military, and this is also a veteran-owned company. That's why I'm 51% owner.
Okay.
Helps me with tax breaks and stuff like that. And so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my brother's a vet, actually.
So,
he went to Iraq and Afghanistan. He's a Tomahawk.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I don't know if you know those guys. He's in the Army.
Yeah.
From 2010 to 2016.
Army guys too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a lot of PTSD he deals with. He smokes a lot of weed now.
Yeah, that's what they tried getting me to do when I got out and I had my initial breakdown. They're like, hey, because I was still in Washington. They're like, hey, check it out. We're going to give you a green card. We recommend, you know, you ingest this much. You can grow up to 11 plants. We provide the seeds, and I was like, and I just struggled through, and I found, I went to the gym, and that's how I take care of mine. I go to the gym every morning from 4 to 6.
Amen. I tell my brother the same thing. They had him on Paxil and all this other stuff, and they was making him like a zombie. So I actually begged him to try something else, and then he switched to the Mary Jane, and I try to get him to exercise and stuff, but he's over it now. He's like 33 or 32. He's over it. He doesn't want to do all that.
Yeah, it's rough. It's a hard thing to handle. The winters are the worst for me. But since I met, you know, my soon-to-be wife here, it's she's helped me through the winters. So I stay focused.
Oh yeah.
The gym and work and it keeps my brain pretty busy. So.
Yeah, and the kids too. You know, it sounds like you got a pretty good routine between workout, like working out, work, and then the kid. You know, it sounds like you're keeping yourself pretty busy. So that's a good, positive, and productive way to do things. Yeah, my brother moved out to New Mexico, like sued the VA, all kinds of stuff happened with it. But yeah.
Yeah, so as far as hours of operation go, I mean, you can contact my phone number 24/7. I got a phone call at 2:47 this morning, which was crazy. It was my brother-in-law showing up. I wake up on a dime. So, but I would say normal operating hours are probably 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., I guess.
Okay. And then emergency services available? Or that sounds kind of crazy, though, for this kind of work. I mean, what were they calling you so early for? Oh, it was your brother-in-law, you said, right? It was an actual client?
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
He showed up here from San Antonio for the wedding, and he was like, hey, my sister didn't unlock the door, and I was like, yeah, I'm on my way. But, no, I still get phone calls from my old company, who I left in September, or I'm sorry, October of last year, because they knew I would always answer, and they do concrete pours at night, and they'll be like, hey, this piece of equipment's malfunctioning. What do we do? Sorry to wake you. And I always answer, and I would show up if they needed me to help them out.
That's nice of you. So, I mean, I would be PO'd. Wait till that baby comes out. You'll be mad. You know, hey, you know, yeah, no, that's another ball game. So I'm posting 6 to 6, like Monday through Friday. Do you want to have any hours for the weekend?
I would say close on Sunday, but Saturday I would say the same, 6 to 6.
Okay, so Monday through Saturday, 6 to 6, Sunday closed.
Yeah.
All right, and you accept, cash would be crazy, but cash, check, and card?
I would say yes.
Okay, and then do you offer financing, obviously, right? Or payment options?
Correct.
Okay. Payment options available upon request. All right. So I got the profile squared away. Let's go ahead and submit for Google verification. You're going to get a postcard at that 423 Caesar Circle. It'll say Google on it, and it'll say VP Site Prep and Construction. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of that postcard I'll need from you when it comes in. So you could just text that over or call in with it. Should have it by about this time next week. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and save. All right, and then I'm going to send you your Google verification form. Give me 1 second. Pictures needed for Google verification. Go ahead and send. Okay. And then you got to fill this out. If you can before Monday, that'd be great. If not, I understand, you know, wedding weekend.
Right.
But I like to get that back pretty quickly because that asks for, like, license, insurance, photo of the workplace, work vehicle, license plate, like, it's asking you for all the stuff they need in order to Google verify you. Once you're Google verified as a contractor, you never have to do that again unless you, you know, leave, basically. So that'll always have, like, a little badge and check mark on your listing that lets the customers know, like, this is a verified contractor. You guys are good to go. He has everything in place.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get that?
Let's see here. Yep, I got a text message from you, and it's got your phone number, hours, and your link.
Yep, that's it. That link is for Google verification. So if you click on it, it's really easy. You can just upload photos. You don't got to do it right now, but I'm just showing it to you so you got a general idea. It's pretty simple to fill out, though. If you already have the pictures in your device, you could upload them directly from your device, or you could just actually take the picture and then take a picture of it and send it in. Now, those will actually go to the Google headquarters. That's not coming to us. It tells you at the bottom if you're missing anything, don't panic. We could always just 3-way call the headquarters and then verify you over the phone.
Okay.
All right. So, boom. But try to send it as much as you can. We want to have the legit paperwork there. And then, okay, so client interview schedules. And then for your domain name, I know you said you're not really sure on the domain name. Do you think you'll be able to have that ready for us on Monday? So we want to have it attached to the Google Business Profile. Okay, okay.
Yep, not a problem.
All right, let me go ahead and update. All right, so we're all set. In terms of securing your first month payment of the $299, Chris, how did you want to do that?
I'll do that by card.
Okay, now, you said this is a personal?
Yeah, I can do it off my other business account, but I'll do this off personal until we switch to the new joint business account.
Okay, so it just has your first name, last name. Is there any middle initial on there?
T.
T, all right. And now, is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
4411.
4411.
0501.
0501.
6929.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
03/2027.
03/2027, and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
636.
636, okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. It's a 60-second recording. This is an added form of protection for you, and we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it.
Yep.
I want to make sure we're on the same page. All right. Where is this thing? All right. So we're on a recorded line. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?"
PP Site Prep and Construction.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Christopher Taylor, co-owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
100%.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Chris, it's important that you and Enrique are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you say you're kind of booked for the next 2 months. That's totally fine. You know, like I said, if you just want to let that pipeline build up and cherry pick through them, not a problem. More so if we're getting a hold of you, though, or I'm trying to reach you, I need you to be responsive for those because it has to do with either setting up your account or there's something serious going on. I'm not going to bug you for no reason. Yep. So just a heads up.
Well, I mean,
and then it says,
I could probably get this rolling in the next couple of weeks, if not a month, because I have other ways of getting equipment without having to spend a lot of money. So actually, this is perfect to kind of get us moving.
Yeah. Usually, I mean, our guys see return on investment in the first 30 to 45 days of signing up. They're already making money. You know, sometimes a lot quicker than that. It really just depends on how fast you get all the paperwork back and we get everything set up and you're in position to actually be able to take a client on, you know?
Yep.
Yep. So it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We already know anything that you currently have out there as a Google partner. We could see all your online listings. We're not going to duplicate anything, but we do want to go in there and fill the holes so that way you don't have any other online advertising that you need to pay for the business. Try to turn ourselves into your one-stop shop. Like, I even put you on a package where the website's optional. So, like, if you get this website and you don't like it and you don't want to work with those guys, you let us know. You know, we could get a domain and we could get a site built for you, too, and I wouldn't charge you anything extra for it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, I put that in the package, but what we want to avoid is you duplicating any online listings or paying for something that we're already doing. So if you're not sure, just double check with us before you add anything else online for VP site prep and construction.
Okay.
So let me clear this up real quick. So if this afternoon, you know, my lady that is building this site, if she sends me all that information and it is absolute trash, you guys can do that for us?
Yes. That's why I upgraded you to what's called a platinum package, and I waived all fees that are affiliated with the website. So I literally just did that actually right now. I saw it was an option on our back end, so I just went and implemented it myself and put in the code to override it because I haven't actually seen your site. You know, usually when I start working with my guys, if they have a site, I'm able to actually see it, you know? So I'm signing you up, and I don't know what that looks like, you know? And so I don't want to have you up there, you know, top recommended, and you click on it, and it looks like stick figures. And not saying it will, but, you know, I just want to make sure we're covered on that end, and that doesn't turn into a catastrophe where you're up there with no site. I mean, you can still make money. You'll still be Google verified. I'm sure people will probably still call you and talk to you, but, you know, they're going to want to see some examples maybe of some work that you guys have done in the past and things like that. I know people are very visual buyers when it comes to construction, so. Yeah, that's on the table. In short, you know, you just let us know and we can get you a domain as a Google partner. We get them for pennies on the dollar. And then, you know, I'll have a graphic designer get in there and we'll build it, make it look how you want it to look. And then the hosting will also be a part of the service too. So if you don't like it, you know, just let us know. It's no extra postage. You know, you just tell us and then I'll have my team get in there and build it how you want it to look.
Oh man, I might just go with you guys, cause I mean, this lady that I went through, I mean, I saw some of her material that she's produced for other companies before and it looked great, but you know, we were trying to get her to do some things like our business accounts or email. We wanted you know, there was, what's that?
Like Google Suite? Like G Suite? Where like you get the custom emails, like Chris at vpsiteprepandconstruction.com? Like, they give you, like,
exactly.
A custom email? Yeah, that's
That's what we wanted. And then we wanted to have kind of a third one where we both could see, you know, just a general inquiry.
Yeah, there's, like, a Chris at VP Site Prep, and there's a Rike at VP Site Rep, and there's, like, an info at, and then you both have access to that one.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a G Suite account. I mean, you could do up to 26 of them through G Suite. I think it's like $12.
Oh yeah, we don't need all that.
Cheap.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like that.
But you don't really need her to do that. I mean, you could sign up for G Suite even on your own. You don't. It's really easy. I mean, if you know how to make an email, it's just you fill out basic information. I wouldn't be able to set that up, you know, particularly for you, but because they ask you for like your birthday and your personal information. You know, you go fill out this long like form. But. I mean, if you want to do it, I can have them set up a G Suite for you. If you plan on really, like, getting away from them, they just might charge you, like, an extra $12 or $15, I think it is. Here, let me look it up right now.
Yes.
Google Suite.
Appreciate it, Andy.
Google Workplace. Google Suite. Workspace pricing. There we go. Find the right plan, features, and pricing. Yeah, the business standard is $12. Here, look, I'll send this to you right now.
Yeah, so are you going to be kind of my direct representative for all of this?
I'll be the account lead, but I'm not going to be the only one talking to you guys. We have an account management team, so like your client interview on Monday is going to be with a separate rep, but I gave you my direct number in case you do want to get a hold of me directly.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, but we have specialists in each department, so... You know, we have one guy that focuses on, like, following PIN verification, and one that does, you know, websites, and another one that does Facebook stuff, and a guy that does Yelp stuff. We have about 400 people that work here. It's a pretty good-sized company. Yeah. All right, but I sent you the link for G Suite there. They have a $6 one, Business Starter. That one might be good for you. Custom and secure business email, $6 per month, one-year commitment. You know, they have a business standard, and then they have, like, a business plus and an enterprise one where you can have, like, 1,000 employees with, like, video conferences and stuff. So, yeah, it's super cheap, though. I don't know what she was charging you for it, but I'm pretty sure she was probably trying to charge you more than $6 or $12 a month for that.
Yeah, so I had to jump the loops with this lady. And, I mean, it even came down to, she's like, well, what is your revenue going to be like? And I'm like, well, you know, this is what I make on the Vanguard side.
and this is blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to need some kind of proof to build this. And so I'm like, what? Okay. I mean, my Vanguard
sounds a little
side brings
too
in about 60.
Nosy. Yeah. You don't got to tell me. That's not my business. That's not, shouldn't be her business either. I mean, we're just putting you up there and building the site, you know, what you make and who you talk to is between you and them, you know. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of how I figure, because I've always been on the corporate side, and now I'm getting into, you know, owning. So I'm like, well, maybe this is part of the process. It doesn't make sense to me, but okay.
Yeah, she wouldn't need that information to build a site. I mean, unless you're trying to put, like, some kind of pricing structures on the site, but that just shoots you in the foot. Anyway, you know, you don't want to tell a guy something over the phone or that he's seen on the site, and then you get out there and it ends up being way more. It just kills the whole deal and wastes everybody's time. You know, you don't need that
Absolutely.
Stuff up there. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know.
They're
she's
gonna use that to leverage. They'll use that to leverage somebody else for a better deal, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. That sounds crazy. Once they start getting into your personal information like that, it's kind of nuts. Like we have a program called Google Guarantee where they do ask you for like your social and they do like a background screening, but that's because Google's insuring all of your jobs for $2,000 for the lifetime of the job if something were to happen. It's like an extra insurance to the homeowner, and you pay per lead on that one. And it. Oh, what the heck? Do you hear that?
Yeah, what was that?
Hold on. What? Oh, sorry. One of my clients was trying to call in, and it just, like, played the recording for me. Let me just send him a message. I'm going to call him right back after this. All right, sorry, we're still on this voice verification. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month, Chris. Your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. It's February 2nd, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. I've made the website optional to you at no additional cost. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the second day, but you'll keep that discounted price at $299 for as long as you're with us. It says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, give us a heads up before the next billing is due. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let me go ahead and process this, and then they'll send you the outline of the agreement in writing. Once you got that, then we're basically good to go until Monday.
Perfect.
All right. Yeah, but be leery of anything that asks for personal information. That's kind of like a red flag if they're telling you, like, hey, you know, unless it has to do with actual, like, Google Guarantee directly, there should be no other campaigns out there on the internet that are literally asking you, like, how much you make, what's your Social Security number. It's none of their business.
Right.
It's a little fishy. All right, update. Oh, and there is a security question on here, too. I'm just going to add this just in case, but you're going to want to let Enrique know, too. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll go the city I was born in.
All right. Where were you born, Chris?
Fairbanks. F-A-I-R-B-A-N-K-S.
Alaska?
Alaska.
Oh, that's awesome. You ever go back out there?
Thank you. I haven't been. No, not since I was three, but that's a plan.
Oh, wow.
That's what she wants to do for a honeymoon. She wants to do an Alaskan cruise.
That's cool. Yeah, actually, a friend of mine did one of those cruises recently. It looked beautiful. Cold, but it looked beautiful.
Right.
We got all the nature out there, but yeah, it looked like it was freezing. No, that's really cool. Actually, I like watching a lot of stuff, like, at night. I like watching, like, those YouTube videos. These guys, he, like, camps out there. He's got three little boys, and he's originally from there. This guy will just, like, go out into the middle of the forest and just rough it. And it's, like, a normal thing. Like, the kids are totally used to camping outside. All right, so I got the security question in place. Did you receive your subscription terms? I got to verify that you have that.
So that was via text message again?
Yeah, everything comes text and email unless you opt out of the text.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I got it right here.
All right, perfect. So there's a full outline of the agreement in there. So it's going to have all the products and features, even the website, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. Do that when you can. I know you got a busy day in front of you. And then also fill out the Google verification form, and then we'll circle back with you Monday at 9 o'clock, okay?
Perfect.
All right. If you need anything, you have my direct number and extension. I also got Enrique on file. But go get hitched, man. You know, congratulations. See you guys. Make the most of it. It's going to be a day to remember.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad I get to be a part of it. I mean, our anniversary is going to be the same as your anniversary.
There you go. Yep.
All right. That's I'll right. talk to you soon.
All right, brother.
Have a good
thank
one.
You.
All right, take care.